I'm Matt Bush with BPR News. I'm speaking with Jason Sanford of AshVegas.com. Jason, thank you as always for coming in.
Thank you, Matt.
We'll start with Duke Energy. First, explain to us what the smart meters are and the program that Duke Energy was bringing them into this area. What are smart meters and what was Duke trying to do with them?
Smart meters are an updated technology that Duke is rolling out across the state. They have installed about 1.5 million of these smart meters in the Charlotte area. And their plan, starting as early as the end of July or the 1st of August, is to install another 1.4 million in Buncombe County in Western North Carolina. This technology allows Duke to get your electrical power usage reading sent directly to like a central station. It eliminates the use of the old-fashioned meter reader, or even kind of the in-between technology has been Duke would have somebody drive by in a truck, and some of the current meters that are out there now would send a signal out, or they could pick up a signal and get your electrical usage reading from that. The new meters will just send the information directly to the main office, basically. They use radio frequencies, and this is a common technology that is used in Wi-Fi routers and many other electronic devices that are common everyday usage.
So there are people who don't want these, Duke Energy customers that do not want these. Why don't they want these, and what has happened when they have tried to opt out of using these smart meters?
Yes, there is definitely a group of people in North Carolina. Here in Asheville, there have been, I'm a little unclear on the exact number, 2 to 4 families who have been really opposed to the new meters. And they went to great lengths over about the time frame of a year to send letters, create form documents that they got signed by one of their attorneys, all asking and alerting Duke that they didn't want the new smart meters and that they were going to install their own metering systems, which these Asheville families did about 2 or 3 weeks ago. In response, Duke Energy arrived with a couple of their trucks and cut all electrical power to those homes. These families are now using generators for their electricity. Duke says that tampering with their property is illegal. It's actually a misdemeanor according to North Carolina state law, and it's a very hazardous thing to do. That's why they cut the power. The Duke Energy spokeswoman that I spoke to said that there are some ongoing talks with these families about what might happen next, but it sounds like they're still at kind of an impasse.
What is their objection to using smart meters?
The objection to using smart meters, and there are groups across the country, you can go online and find a lot of information, are mostly about health concerns. They claim that the new smart meters give off a type of radiation that's harmful. They also claim that utility companies can surveil local residences with these smart meter technologies. Duke Energy, of course, says that's not true. The smart meters use radio frequencies. They are not surveilling anybody. And in fact, the technology can help the consumer better manage their electrical usage.
Now, 2 to 4 families in Asheville doesn't seem like a whole lot. It isn't. But you have been able to speak to some of them. What can you tell us of what they told you?
That they're concerned mostly about the exposure to their children. They're very serious about their beliefs in holistic approaches to health, and I think that's the main concern.
The North Carolina Utilities Commission, which is the regulator that oversees Duke, has set up a sort of program or sort of a path for people who don't want to use the smart meters to be able to opt out of them. Can you tell us what that is?
Yes. So the process is we will start to be receiving postcards in the mail from Duke alerting users to the fact that the smart meters are going to be installed. They will include phone numbers if you want to call to opt out of the program. There are 2 ways to do that. One is that you can essentially have a doctor's note saying that you shouldn't be exposed to any of the smart meter technology. Or secondarily, you can just opt out and tell Duke, I don't want the new smart meters. In that case, you'll be paying a one-time $150 fee and a monthly charge of like $11.50. And that's an extra fee for the old-fashioned meter readers to come out.
And just this is just to make it clear to listeners, this does not affect people. There are those who also say they're just opting out of using Duke at all and using their own power sources and all that. This is completely separate. This is just a Duke Energy using smart meters opt-out, correct?
That's right.
So what does this mean for Duke? I mean, what changes will they see as a company when they start using these meters?
That's a great question. I think they're always looking to better manage the power grid and the power usage. As we all know, there are highs and lows, and in peak seasons, increasingly so in summertime and in wintertime, if it gets really hot, people are using the air conditioning. When it gets really cold, people are using the heat. But if they can give as much information as possible to the consumer, the Duke spokeswoman was explaining that you can literally go in and look by day of week or hours of specific days. What was eating up most of the electricity? Was it your refrigerator? Was it your air conditioning? Was it something? Was it your teenage kid playing video games? I don't know. But you can, if you have that knowledge, you can better manage your power usage, and that's their goal. I think one other point, Matt, is that so far on the opt-out program, Duke has seen about 6,000 people across the state apply for that program.
Another thing they'll have to do is they'll have to bring back a job that's sort of been eliminated to deal with these smart meters, right?
Yeah, it's interesting. The Duke Energy spokesman was telling me that essentially for about the past 20 years, Duke has not had meter readers, folks that would come onto your property and look at your meter and take down the reading. Most recently, they've been driving by to pick up signals and the readings. But now people will be opting out, and in order to deal with that, they'll go back to the meter readers to get the information they need.
Jason Sanford of AshVegas.com, thank you as always.
Thanks, Matt.